Blog Talk Radio. Mr. Carter, your show is live. I think your audience is waiting on you to interact with them. I think your show is live. I mean, they're not another show as right now, but I'm looking at your show. It's live. And so they're waiting on you to go ahead and move in, Evangelist.
Okay, this is Evangelist Alan Carter, Praying Hands Ministry, with my wife, Annette Carter. Thank God for you. Ask everyone to join us on tonight, my sisters, nephews, everybody that's on, Dr. Charles Ellis and his wife, Pastor Patty Ellis, over at Harvest Tonight with the National Church. Thank God for each and every one of you. Back over to Dr. Ellis.
No, we got another network we're rolling on now. We're coming out of another SCOTA, so we got you live. So we got you kind of, you got a group on the line. But I just want to thank you guys just for being with you on tonight. I am in some other shows I'm running as of right now, and just want to continue to be the help I can with Evangelist Alan Carter. But we're going to be pulling back here and coming out of the Netherlands and kind of listening into the show tonight. So we both will be listening to see what's going on, coming out of this man of God's heart tonight. So I'm going to leave it in the hands of Al, and we got to kind of be going back and forth. But this is kind of what we do. So God bless you guys, okay?
Yes. Dr. Charles Ellis, kind of take over from him for right now.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good again. Take over from him.
Yeah,
I'm feeling good right now.
Yeah, let me lock down. Let me lock down for you right quick. Hold on a second now. Let me switch over to another show. And just thank you for assisting up here. Well, man, the God is before. It's always a blessing for y'all to join here at HNLC Studios. It's really not here in our studios. It's a part of our network. But the man of God that plays is Evangelist Alan Carter, mighty man of God, minister of the gospel, and lately it's been in the work that we've been teaching on here, dealing with the process of just having integrity as an individual. Last week, I think Al kind of kicked it off over in the book of Psalms 3. If you take your Bibles over to Psalms 3, we're going to get a little jiggy with it and kind of move into place. We're going to make sure we're in position. I'm kind of dealing with the process. I got to go home. Most of you probably know I lost my brother, Greg, just a few days ago. Now we're making arrangements to go home and bury him. So in the process, make sure we get everything in place. But let's go ahead and get busy. I see what the Word of God is talking about. Go over to the book of Psalms chapter 1. Let me grab my Bible with you guys. So make sure you hear this very well. We're going to make sure we get it solidified in your spirit. Let's go ahead and open up with prayer first of all. Father God, we thank you. We bless you for the time this morning. If we spend ourselves together, we commune the Word of God to the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. We know, Father God, there's no weapon formed. It can't be created. It never was designed because you got authority and promise over us that they're calling you in the midst of a situation. That's what it says in Psalms 46. And God is a very present help in a very present time. I want to look over Psalms chapter 3. Let me kind of, I'm going to pull your sound out a little bit here, Al, because we don't want the audience to be too disrupted about the stuff coming forward. So we're gonna blank some things out here. And don't you guys think bad about it. If you do happen to kick out, just call back in. We'll be no problems, you guys. We're gonna kick a lot of this stuff out that we're hitting the back on. So we're gonna be interfered. If the system kicks you out, hey, call right back in. Don't worry about it. Call back in. We're still ready to roll. Over the book of Psalms 3. Look over the book of Psalms. I'm returning that with you guys. We're not so much in a PowerPoint position, but we're going to teach it very regularly so we can understand what's going on here. So I'll flip there with you. Over in Psalms chapter 3, if you turn your Bibles there, you're there with me. The Bible says, O Lord, they have increased, how they increased their troubles against me. Now, what he's simply saying here, you look about it, he said, Lord, how they increase increase their troubles against me. In the King James Version, what am I different? Say, Lord, how they have increased who trouble me. It says the very ways. And that's the same thing you look at in your personal life. And we just look at it from that point of view. And we want to think about it. People in your life are going to constantly increase violence against you. They're going to say things about you. But the Word of God is continuing to sell. David ended down this particular scripture. Let's go to the second verse. He say, many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say that I'm not, my help is not coming from the Lord. Now, that's a very strong thing when he said that. Many who rise up against me, many are they that say, you know what I mean? They say. That's why Jesus called them soothsayers. It goes back to the book of Isaiah 55:11, they'll say, well, who report you going to believe? You're going to believe what I'm telling you, you're going to believe what they're telling you. So anytime you understand the word of God according to Romans 8:10-9, he makes it very clear that the suffering at this present time is not compared to the weight of, what is the weight of glory? That's when I walk upright. The word of God tells me the way I should walk, the word of God in Psalms 1, blessed is a man that walketh not in that counsel of that ungodly, but stay in the way of, nor stand in the way of the sinner. And he talks about the lightness that he have in store for you. It will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. So when we look at this particular scripture, it's not just a cliche scripture. You're going to have to break it up and look at it. Because Psalms 91 said you're under the shadow. Whenever God got your hedged, protected, that means to go back to Isaiah 55:11, let you know there can be no weapon formed against you that can prosper. Even though the enemy may talk, he may shoot, jump at you, but you got to understand, you got the whole armor of God on you, because in your lifetime, you lay down last night, guess what you did? You said, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed that be thy name, let thy kingdom come. Whether you did laying down or you did waking up, you protect yourself as you go out through the daily task. You know that the enemy is going to shoot shots at you. That's his job. That's his job to come at you. He's not going to be shy of coming at you. What he wants to try to do is pull you out of your character. A person who pulls out of character don't have a good idea of who they are. Because it's not before you look to people, they look at you what you are. And so it's going behind closed doors. You ain't back there going up beside your kid's head. You ain't going beside your wife's head. Your wife ain't going beside yours. And then you come back going to shout hallelujah in front of everybody. Well, that just ain't right. Because the Bible says eyes wonder. He keep watch. Just because it ain't going good at your home and you come out in the public, you're something else. You can't continue to keep a display behind closed doors, and then it's exposed to you in the front, and you think you're all right. God knows the thoughts and the plans that are gap for you, but he knows the actually things that hurt you, and then not the things that come against you. That's what he says in 1 Corinthians. A person is really want to walk in the kingdom of God, they got to do a self-thorough examination of themselves. It's not nothing bad, but you got to truly examine yourself. So many times we find ourselves, we can point our finger at everybody else and see what they're going through and maybe say things about them that make it sound contradicting to what God has really said according to his word. I came that you may have life. Remember, he said have life and have it more abundantly, but he never warned you in so many ways about the trials you're going to go through. All he simply told you, if you continue to walk upright, no good thing will I hold from thee. That's if you walk upright. That's in Psalms 84:11. He comes back to tell you the same thing over in the word, and basing his word out of what he said, what he got from the Father. He said, believe it not that I'm in the Father, and the Father is in me. Okay, well, we got a problem right there. Most people don't have the ability to faith, that much faith, to see that the Father's working in them on a daily basis. Who do you think wake you up this morning? How did you chew your food? How did you lay down last night? It was the engulfation of the Holy Spirit for your mechanical skills that you had. And it snaps your brain and told you when you had to get rest. But all glory goes to God for allowing those functions to operate in your system. That's why when you lay down there, now you say, Lord, I want you to touch me from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Every part of my body, Father God, I declare unto you because I'm your servant of you. And whatever you see fit to do with me, you do it. Because I know you're not going to pull anything on me that's out of order to pull me out of business, to pull me out of play, to make me feel example, to make me feel opposite of what you call me to be. God knows, he knows the plans you're doing. He knows he's not going to embarrass you. He's never going to leave you or forsake you. As a matter of fact, you will leave him before you leave him. Most of us know that. We get outside what we're doing, and we go run off somewhere else. And not knowing that the principles and the power of God is right there was going to demonstrate us as being what it said in Colossians 10:14. Bear with him, raise with him. You know what I'm saying? Every word that was contrary against you before you came into the kingdom of God, I'm wiping it all off the wall. It don't mean nothing because what means you're a new creature. When you're a new creature, everything you need and had in your life has passed away. He said, behold, ain't that something? Like a genie in a box, you come out totally different than what you used to be. Now, this transformation doesn't take place overnight. It comes to you praying, seeking, and asking God for favor in your life that somehow you may know through the Holy Spirit that God is showing you examples of things that could probably promote you in the area in which you're in. This is theory. The Holy Ghost is not something you wouldn't want to just jack around with. He says he got the power to deliver you, transform, and change you. He means that. Sometimes we go around, we find ourselves, well, you know, I got this, I got that. Well, how long did you spend time with God dealing with the situation? God, in a way, and I'm going to say it like this, not in a way, but he puts his people down here for a reason. Doctors, lawyers, whoever they may be, they're down there for a reason to govern the land. To govern the land so that you won't run outside your category, do anything wrong, and that you won't find yourself in a bad situation. Laws, what laws? Laws and regulations. Laws and rules and regulations are in the land. They're there to help you. So Jesus declared the word that when they come against you, you stand in you and what you are. You will pull them in, the tough officers, the tough people, the tough chicks, wherever they may be. You will pull them by your symptomatic, training, delivering, taunting in such a way. Now, sometimes in the spirit, it's called taunting. But taunting, we just keep getting at somebody about the word of God. I call it taunting them. And the word of God said, you don't need to taunt anybody. You need to kind of tell them a few times. Don't tell them I get upset. Some people just don't like that. But, you know, I hate that. My good friend Alan is feeling bad today. I mean, this, I'm constantly moving out trying to get my brother in a situation. But if any of you guys have anything, as of right now, since we kind of moving through between two stations, I'm kicking on one and kicking on the other. On your telephone, push your number one. And that'll raise your hand in the station. And I want to take some questions and answers from you that are on the line. Just go ahead and you go to your line, just touch the number one button. And this little flag going to come up. It's going to put your hand up. And I'm going to get this man of God. I ain't going to say woman of God, man of God. I don't know who it is. But your error code is 256. And it's 537. Now, I can't bring the rest of the prefix in there because I'm allowed to do that for the position I am protecting of the individual. So I'm going to bring him on in here, and I'm going to see what he got to say here as I light him up in the studio. Hey, man, you there with me? Go ahead. Did I address you right? Did I address you wrong? Hey, woman of God. Hey, man of God. Where you are? Where are you? Well, that's going to be area code 256-537. You are now live. Let's go ahead and push out. Your mic is open. Still there? 256. I mean, I can barely hear you. Kind of talk into that thing. Yeah, I'm barely catching you. Must be pretty soft spoken, you know. I can barely hear you. Yeah, kind of talk into that mic. That thing, that guy's that dynamic. You got to talk into that thing. Alrighty. All right, let's come back because I don't think she's got a mic, her phone mic the way it is. You can't talk through your speakerphone on these. You got to talk through your phone. So let's go ahead and give another opportunity. If anybody want to call in, if there's a question, you want to pray about something, if there's something on your heart, hey, feel free to push that number one button, and that'll put you right in the cube. And I'll catch you in the cube, and I'll pull you back out the cube. Amen. If there's not any answers, you know, it's one of those shows we're going to cut you quick. But I say on that 256-3537, and I believe that's on the 0392. You're really trying to get a hold of you. I mean, but we can't get any volume on you. You don't sound like you're coming through pretty because your hand is still raised. But if there's anybody else want to go ahead and raise, you can. And let me see how your sound will come in. Let me see if the evangelist sound comes in. Okay, let me kick him on there. Evangelist Carter? Well, it looks like evangelist number not coming through too good.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, he feels, I just want to see if the voice is active along with the other. Now, well, see how his voice sound. A lot of them are kicking in, and they're coming through the distributor right.
Go ahead, come on, Ellis.
Go ahead. Okay. Okay, well, look here. We're going to continue to move forward. We want to try to get this in as best that we can, but we have a difficulty with one of our online guests, and it seems to show that it might be a little narrative. And I heard from the prophet, Evangelist Carter, said to go ahead and keep moving. So we're going to do just that. In the process of keep moving, anybody had, it seems to me the jumpsuit. Not the jumpsuit. It's just we came to an area and we saw some things. And I can't tell everybody to put their clothes on. I'm not telling anybody if you got their clothes off to put them on. But I see people dressed in some ways they never seen them ways. I said, whoa. The guy said, I don't know about the valley or something. It was nutritious with wealth, and it does something to your skin that old, it ages some, and it heals them quicker. It's called the old. And on this island, they went out to this particular island. These people that were out there, they seemed to start growing rapidly. And as they grew rapidly, one who was a psychologist, one was a doctor, and a couple of them was out there on the island. And I always remember that, you know, using in the movies, you know, they all take one of us out first. I'm just saying I'm like Boy Godly. But at the same time, the whole basis of the story was based on the fact who people were setting on an island historically. They're gonna be historic and they didn't get a hold of them. And we found people that found that particular bus they were looking for. It was at the coast of the ocean. They found it. They were doing a research on that particular facility. What am I saying about that? Sometimes you get yourself in a position of a place, you come more than just a lab rat, running around and doing whatever he wants you to do. He tell you to go here, he tell you to go there. You have nothing. I mean nothing. So in this particular teaching, we teach tonight talking about the process of faith in action. Now faith is a condition of things hoped for. It's the assurance of what we cannot see. We see things, but we don't understand the things that we see. So we're not going to be on the station long. I know that Alan Collins is feeling kind of bad. We want to see if anybody wants to stick the poke thing and try to get a call or something. So we're going to go ahead and move forward. And as I said before, it's a blessing for you guys to join us here at HLC Studios. I'm so sorry I'm not as in the prime I used to be. I was kind of running in between three stations right here. I got Japan rolling over here. I got Russia on the other side. And they barking at me. Y'all got you guys right in the middle. So advantage is not really a problem getting you in there. Just want to let you know, hey, they barking on the other side over here. They wanted to get on in there. So I'm just kind of standing in, like you said, just doing what I do. And keep the day like it's supposed to be. But I'm going to try to get you back in here to also your show. So don't leave you out. Evangelist Carter?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I had to let him leave out. We got other things to go. Had a couple calls to come in, but they couldn't get the voice, so.
Okay. Ooh, Jesus. Y'all got to excuse me. I'm not feeling good right now.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to go in where Alan Carter is. Lord, we ask you to touch him. Every part of his body that seems to be out of order or just acting up because they're kind of getting that way. Lord, we just decree healing in a supernatural way. Coming from the mouth of Jesus. And we believe, Father God, when he's protected, when you say the son's treachery is free indeed. Now, Father, she may have to go forth and to continue to anoint her head with that oil. She believes and declares and agrees that you are God. And beside you, there is no other. Lord, I thank you for her life. I thank you for her strength. I thank you for him being who he is. And he continues to move forward. Look over his wife. Look over his children. Look over his grandchildren, Father. Look over all of them that set in unity. And all of you are where they are. Father, we thank you for when they come back. We thank you every step of the way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Name is great.
My Lord, my Lord.
Yeah, come on now.
When the Lord stop blessing, the devil stop messing. You see, he didn't want me to go forth on tonight, but thank God for Dr. Ellis and his family. I always knew my international church. To God be the glory. Oh, Jesus, help me, Holy Ghost. Strengthen me right now. Lord Jesus, oh, Jesus, bless Jesus. Right now, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. The gates of hell will not prevail against thee. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty maxim name of Jesus of Nazareth. Oh, God, you're so merciful and you're so able, Lord. Oh, God, what the devil meant for evil, turn it for my good, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Help us on the way. Oh, God, Lord. Jesus. Jesus right now, Lord. Jesus right now. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 53:5 said, you was wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity. Your chastisement, your peace is upon me. By your stripes, Lord, I'll come down, healing from holy heaven. Oh, God, heal my body. Heal me, Jesus. Right now. Right now, Lord. Right now, Lord. Right now. Do it, Jesus. Do it, Jesus. Do it, Jesus, right now. Oh, God, yeah. Right now. Oh, yeah. Right now. Right now, Jesus. Oh, God, you're Dr. Jesus. You're Dr. Jesus. Yes, you are, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Ooh, calling on the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Oh, taste and see that my God is so good to me. Blessed is the man that trusts in me. That's Psalms 34:8. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Ooh. Oh, God, thank you. I tell you, always, thank you. Thank God for you, brother. Thank you. Thank God for
every day, every minute. Never forget about you, I pray.
Yes, thank you. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Calm my spirit down, Lord. Calm it down. Calm it down. Calm it down, Jesus. Calm it down. Yes, Lord. Stop telling us. Go, you go ahead and move forward, if you can, if you can. Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right. Help him, Lord. Just say, help him, Lord. We all need help. We come down to doing the work, we all need help. We all need
help. Help us
help
today.
Many ways.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, 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 yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
It's a blessing. I got a call, Al, from 614-345. Now, this station is not about when we come on, we don't deal with foolishness. I mean, this is a quick way to get exit off the screen. We need to press the bases to hold you up. We need to give an answer of what we're talking about today. So I'm going to call in 614-351. I'm going to see what they have to say. Here at HLC Studios. 614-351, you're on the air.
Hello?
Oh, you on air, sir. You're
am I on air?
You certainly are.
This is Apostle D.E. Lightner the First from the Revelation of Christ End Time Ministry Revival, Columbus,
yes,
Ohio.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I just
want to
put my input and stand with you gentlemen, you disciples and men of God, that we dive deep and deeper into the anointing of the healing God, Jehovah Rapha. And right now, I just want to say thank you for what you're doing, what Evangelist A.C. Carter is doing. And I just want to say that the healing promise is here tonight, the Holy Ghost. And we will see a sign, wonder, miracles, and healings at this moment,
amen,
at this time.
Amen.
And I just want to share that.
Amen.
I just want to share that.
Amen. Well, that's Apostle D.E. Lightner. We're glad to have him on the show this afternoon. We still got our active five, number over on 526. We hadn't picked up 526. We want to get him a chance to come in as the show goes forward. 526, 375. 375. Are you still there? Okay, we're going to close out. We're going to put it back in the hands of Evangelist Carter. We want to make sure he finishes out as he was saying. Evangelist Carter.
I'm here.
Yes, back in your hand.
I thank God for Apostle Lightner, encouraging words, and to God be the glory. Thank God. Ooh, Jesus. For the man upstairs, the word going forward. I thank God. Holy Ghost, show up and show out. Orchestrate it right now. Do what you do best, Jesus. Do what you do best, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Okay. Go ahead, Dr. Ellis.
Yeah, someone else? I think someone else will say something. Online. I think we had someone else was calling them online also, but we never could get a call on them. But as we get ready to approach our long time, we want to thank the man, that Apostle Lightning, for going on to be with us and shared his words about what he felt that's in the spirit of time at this time. And we really feel sad on our 256 number.
That's Alabama number.
Yeah, we couldn't get him in. We could try and get it in again. Alabama, it's 256-35, I think it's 537, the first prefix, you know, it's error code. Well, you're now on the air. They pushed in. They're on the air, 256-537, you're on the air. Okay. We don't leave that. We don't leave it to what it is. But Alan's back in your hands, man of God.
Well, like I say, I just thank God.
Yeah.
He's going to join us on tonight. The ones that could and the ones that couldn't. We thank God for the powerful prayer team.
Yeah.
We thank God for Praying Hands Ministry, H&LC.
Yeah.
Thank God, H&LC. So we thank God. Ooh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Ooh, go ahead. Doctor, you got to take over again.
No, I'm watching. Well, you know, we are praying for Evangelist Dr. Carter, the work he done, starting up his radio show. You know, the enemy is kind of, and we're always going to say kind of, because he never has full authority. Because the Bible tells us he has power, but he doesn't have authority. So we look at Christ. Christ has power, authority, and dominion. That means he has the ability in your life, to course your life, to speak and declare things and events. Whatever it may be, that no one understands, the word he's speaking doesn't come void, but it's a compassing word. We are people who feed the flock of God that's among us. Christian them and they walk in their life with Christ and let them realize and understand. We know that God's plan for them is always more than what we want. As we get ready to go off the show, I'm going to say a prayer for these men and women of God. Anybody who's in there with having some troubles and their family, calamities, whatever it may be. We're going to pray for you. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare right now by the power and authority of your Holy Spirit, by the illumination of your four winds of the forest, Father God, able to graft any area of the nation and bring it to fruition. Lord, we thank you that you're inverging on this man of God right now. You tempted him by a power of the Spirit. According when he's in play, Father God, he was clearly renewed and understand that he is a man of God's own heart. And we just decree and declare that when he touched down tonight, Father God, whatever he lay down, whatever he doing tonight, that you would clearly give him a scripture through the heart. That even as he knows that scripture through the heart, Father God, he believes there's no weapon formed against his body, his household, whatever his finances may be. Father God, let them move up and down and all around. Let the convicting word, whoever he may speak with, let him continue to declare the word. In the midst of his intense battle, I'm moving to a fork. We know the kingdom suffered violence, but the violence is not taken by force. So we believe that he's got a force in your word, a force in your army, a place in your temple to always come forth and look to you, Father God. That's my offer, and that's my finish of my faith. God bless you guys. Yeah. We thank you guys for being here.
God bless you. God bless you.
All right. Y'all take care now.
Great God, to take revolution, revolution down there with you. I don't know you, great heaven.